station. In the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
He didn't mean to do it, but Garth Brooks announced on Good Morning America yesterday that he is going on a world tour. Garth told Robin Roberts, you know what, since it's you and since we've had a history forever, let's just announce it.
Number 4.
Now, a couple of months ago, Lamar Odom pleaded not guilty to a DUI arrest, but yesterday he changed that plea to no contest. In exchange, he gets 3 years probation and has to take a 3-month alcohol education class.
Number 3.
I'm sure Kerry Washington's fans are thrilled she's expecting her first baby, but they are reeling from the fact that her pregnancy is going to deny them 4 episodes of their beloved Scandal. ABC says they're shortening the current season from 22 to 18 episodes because they just can't hide that baby bump.
Number 2.
After getting pummeled in Miami, Baron Hilton is back in L.A., where he is lawyered up and meeting with plastic surgeons to fix the damage done to his face. Baron accuses this blogger named Ray Lemoine for beating him up, while Lindsay Lohan egged him on. Now, Ray claims he and his friends had rented this house in South Beach. He woke up to find all these random people partying and doing Molly all night, so he kicked Baron out. Baron threw the first punch, and that's why he retaliated. And now we're also learning that after that nonsense, Baron kicked out Lindsay, too.
Number 1.
Kendall Jenner backstage at Saturday Night Live while Harry Styles did that One Direction thing. Afterwards, the two of them skipped the after party, so where did they go? According to Us Weekly, Harry took Kendall to Therapy, a popular gay bar in Hell's Kitchen, and a source says that Harry is a regular customer. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.